Welcome back to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and this is episode 8, where we'll be talking about how to get your green fix in the winter. This is actually number 2, second try, I guess you could say, because I recorded the whole episode, and then I started listening to it, and man, the sound quality was just horrible, and sounded like a lot of background noise, just sounded really airy. I got a new computer, and I noticed that I hadn't set my microphone up yet, and so that was just the computer, like the Skype microphone, and so we're gonna try this over again, and hopefully I don't forget anything. So I want to thank everybody who has listened to the show so far. We had, as of today, it's President's Day. It's the 20th of February, 2017. I'm not working a day, so I figured it'd be a good chance for me to record a podcast. And so far, we have 158 plays on Spreaker. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. So, and probably only 105 of those are me listening to it, so I can get more plays. I'm just joking. But thank you, everybody, for listening. And I want to thank those that supported us on Patreon over this last week. And it really helps out keeping the show going and helping us to get the equipment we need to make this happen to help people, which is really what we're all about. So let's get into how to get our green fix in the winter. I love green. I love, love, love green. My microphone is green. My dream car is green. Every time somebody says, what do you want to, you know, what player color do you want to be? It's always green. I love trees, ferns, frogs, money, envious people. I like green things. So to help me get by until things start greening up again in the spring, I've put together some things to help you as well. So first thing that, you know, I do to help until spring finally shows its glorious face is I have built a cold frame. And a cold frame is kind of like a miniature greenhouse. So Lindsay and I built it on New Year's Day a few years ago. I really wanted to get started on getting a garden prepped. And it was New Year's Day, so I had the day off. And we used 4 windows. It's the windows plus the frames. So they still open and shut. And I just put 2 on one side and 2 on the other side, so they're leaning together on the top. Then I put a 2x2 across the top so that you have something to screw the window frames into, and they're just aluminum frames. I got them for free from somebody who had replaced their windows, and they said that we could take them if we wanted them. So we put a 2x2 across the top to screw the window frames into, and then made a rectangle frame across the bottom for the bottoms to set against and also get screwed into. And then on the side, I just cut a triangle piece of plywood that fit into the triangle created by the windows leaning together. Last year, I believe it was, we put our strawberries in a patch that would fit inside this cold frame's rectangle that would fit inside the base. So Lindsay and I leaned it back, planted these strawberries in there, and then set it down on top of it. And they're still green. The strawberries, strawberry plants, you know, just the leaves. There's no fruit on them right now, but they're still green. And then in the early summertime, when the pollinators start to fly, I can go ahead and open the windows up, and they can fly right in and pollinate the flowers. Also, you can get a greenhouse. You can get them for about, I think they're $200 for the 6x8, if I'm right. It might be more than that. It might be 400, but I was thinking it was 200 for some reason, from Harbor Freight, and that's what I have. It works just fine. It keeps the hard, you know, real frost off. Things will still freeze inside if it gets cold enough, and it doesn't really make sense to heat it because it's not very insulative, so you'd throw away a lot of money trying to keep it warm. But it will extend the growing season for you, so you can start your seeds out there a little early, or put your some of the, you know, if you buy plants that are already started at, you know, the box store, big box store, or if you buy the plants from somewhere, or even if you start your own seeds, then you can put them out there to kind of climatize before you put them in your garden. It'll keep the frost off when those nights get just a little too chilly for them. But still, they won't be in the house, and they won't be, you know, they'll be getting the natural sunlight, which is optimal. You can also try to plant hardy perennial plants that keep the, you know, that'll keep their leaves throughout the winter. I think hardy kale, I believe there are certain kinds of kale that will keep their leaves on. They might not be too good, you know, in the middle of the winter, but at least it'll make you think of the warmer times of the year. Also, you could start some of those things that can handle a little bit of cold. So your peas, your brassicas, I believe can handle colder climates, temperatures. So you can start looking into what kinds of plants will do better at early plantings and get those things planted so that you can start enjoying those earlier. There's also a lot of great indoor plants that we're going to get some citrus here pretty soon. And one of the best things I love about citrus, especially lemons, are the blossoms. The flowers smell amazing. And it's not a lemony scent. It's just like a really perfumey, such a nice, I can't quite explain how it smells. It just smells wonderful. And if you haven't ever smelled a lemon blossom before, then you need to find someone who has them, or go to the tropics or Mediterranean sort of climate so you can smell those. But those that live around citrus orchards or live in those type of climates, then they know what I'm talking about. It is just a wonderful perfumey smell. Also, of course, with citrus, there's the fruit. They stay green all year long. They're an evergreen. When you have those nice bright lemons and then the dark green leaves, it's just what a wonderful houseplant. And they sell really small ones. There's dwarf citrus trees that you can get online. And I've seen a set of four for, I think it was $17. And so that was from Burgess, so just in case anyone's going, what? Where's that at? It's in Burgess, and they can't ship them to certain states, but that's one of the deals I found, one of the good deals I found. And I don't know what the quality of the plants are, so if you go to order it and it's garbage, then don't blame me. So just covered my butt on that one. Also, bananas. You can plant bananas that are indoor, and they'll get, you know, 6 or 7 feet tall and actually grow real edible bananas. And so this year I am really excited. We're going to do citrus, probably get a banana plant. You can have strawberries that hang in a basket. And granted, they might not be producing any berries during the winter, but at least they'll be green and looking good. And then in the spring comes along and the light cycles are conducive to them flowering, then you're cooking with gas at that point. Also, blueberries look really nice, and they have really, there's really small ones, like the plant top hat, but I'm not sure, for instance, is a really small, it will formed. Produce, you know, all year long. I wouldn't bet on it. So another thing you can do to kind of fight the winter blues is to start your garden plans. You know, start planning out your garden, laying out where you want things. Go out there and put stakes in the ground. It'd be a good time to build some raised beds or order some mulch or some compost. That way that you can get your garden off to a good start. You know, the best time really to apply compost and mulch is in the winter time. That way it has, or in the fall time. That way it has all winter to break down. But now's a good time to get out there and get working on it so that when spring comes, it's just that much less work you have to do then. Because there's a lot going on in the spring. There always is. Whether animals are being born or you know, matter what the case may be, there's always plenty to do in the spring. So what you can do now in the winter to plan for the spring will set you that much further ahead. Right now is a good time to buy some seeds. You can get seeds online or at your local feed store, and it'd actually probably be a good time to get them now, because when it's actually time to put them in the ground, that's when most people go to the store. And the seeds, the best varieties, are sold out. You can spread more on your deep mulch. It's if you were ahead of the game and put your mulch down in autumn time, in the fall, then now's a good time to get some more mulch on top of them, on top of the things, you know, and put down your cardboard. So last year, in our tomato patch, we put down cardboard, laid cardboard down, and you overlap the areas that are going to, that might have sun shine through them. So if, you know, where the tabs on the box maybe have cuts or holes in them, or any spot that sunlight might get through to germinate those weed seeds and have weeds come up in your garden, you want to overlap that in your garden, the spot where you're putting the cardboard down. And sometimes people will put a couple layers down just to make sure they cover all the gaps. Then you cover that in mulch of some sort, whether it's organic straw. Now, the reason I say organic is that sometimes wheat farmers, in order to battle the weeds that come up in the field so that they don't spread weed seeds or have to deal with those pests, the weed problems, is they'll spray herbicide all over their fields. And that's actually the majority of them, spray this herbicide on their fields. When they harvest the wheat, the byproduct is straw, and they take the straw and they sell it in bales. They bale it up and then they sell it, and that's, you know, use it for animal bedding and stuff like that. Well, these straw has this herbicide on it that will keep your garden from growing nice, and they're usually pretty persistent herbicides and keep your garden sick for a long time. So try to get organic straw if you're going to use straw. Now, if you use wood chips, the chances are pretty low that you have anything in the wood that is going to cause problems. Just be cautioned against using walnut chips, because they probably have the plant growth retarding jugalone, is what it's called. Also, if you have a, you know, really heavy pine or fir, then it could make your soil really acidic. So, you know, those are some of the things just to think about. Also, if you want a really good fungus growth in your garden, you want to stay away from using locust chips, because locust has a high antifungal content in the wood. That's why the posts last so long, because they don't break down, because they keep the fungus away. But in your garden, you really want a lot of fungus activity in there. It helps break things down and put it into size of nutrients and the kind of nutrients that your plants can use. You know, some of the things that I really look forward to, you know, while we were out building that cold frame in the middle of the beginning of January one year, was I cannot wait until the baby animals start being born. I've already bred my rabbits, and they should be kitten out anytime. One should actually is due tomorrow, so when I head out later today, I'm gonna see if maybe she already had her litter. She's a first-time mama, so we'll see how that goes. I don't have very good luck with first-time mamas, but I'm hoping this is different. And we've also got 24 eggs in the incubator, so pretty excited about getting that going. I just love when the new animals are coming out. Another thing that helps me get by is I found out recently that I'm actually, which probably most people in the Pacific Northwest are, I'm deficient a little bit in vitamin D. So we got a vitamin D spray at the health food store that I take, and it's really helped out. It made me feel a lot better about everything because of the lack of sunshine during this time of year. I'd like to find out what you do to help with your wintertime blues. And if you'd leave a comment on our website, it's havenhomestead.com. Or if you would leave a comment on our Patreon page. I also want to say I'm really thankful to everybody who's supported us over this last week. We had 4 more patrons this last week pledge, and I really, really appreciate it. It's really helping in helping us help other people in making this podcast run smoothly and affording us the opportunity to buy equipment to make the better podcast, like this microphone, for instance. It wasn't very expensive, but the pledges from all the patrons really help out. If there's any shows or topics that you'd like to hear about, I'd also like to hear about that on the comments. So please visit us at havenhomestead.com, or also for our homesteading Patreon community out there at Patreon, patreon.com/havenhomestead. Haven Homestead's all one word, so really look forward to seeing you out there. And stay happy. Keep growing those greens. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Haven Homestead podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.